When did you first hear about TMI, the incident down there?
I don't know the exact date, but whenever it was on TV, whenever that was.
It was from the television then?
Yeah.
All right. Do you remember if it was Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday?
So whenever it first happened, I really don't remember when it was.
Okay. Did you know that the reactor was there before it happened?
Yes.
How far is the island from here?
It's about 20, 25 mile radius by air.
Okay, do you remember what you were thinking about then or what you talked about then?
I was really scared.
Really? Did you think it was serious?
Yeah, I really took it serious more than most people did.
Would you say that it was a crisis?
Yes.
What
could have been worse than it was? Well, you didn't know. Nobody really knew what was going to happen. Even the people that were there, supposedly the experts, they didn't know what was going on for sure. They really didn't give us any answers.
All right. Did you try to find out anything more, any further information?
Well, just from news and paper and asking people, plus Mike's stepdad used to work there.
Mm-hmm. What did he do? Was he?
I'm not sure, but he tried to explain things to us.
Okay, so that it was your friends and your family?
Mm-hmm.
People here at work?
That I spoke with, yes.
Yeah. All right, do you remember what you talked about? Anything specifically?
Well, about how the radiation would expose and how it made people sick and what it would do if it blew. It was really going to damage a lot of land. We would be the housing for the Dauphin County. My dad's with the fire department. He had to set up meetings of how housing would be and how they were going to work it out. And if it was worse, how would we get out? You know, we were planning what we would do, our own family.
Okay, so that you thought it was pretty serious and you know, we're worried about it. Did your attitude change? Did you ever think it... At any point, did you start to feel differently about it?
No, I was still concerned the whole time.
How did you feel about the way other people were reacting?
Some people just thought it was a big joke, and some people panicked more than, well, you didn't really know how to act. Nothing like that ever happened, but some people took it worse than others. And some people acted like it was no big deal and kind of thought it was a joke.
Did you follow newspapers, radio, TV?
Radio and TV mostly.
Do you remember which stations?
No.
Would you say that you paid more attention to that than you usually do?
Yes.
Okay. How do you think the press handled the whole situation?
I don't think they handled it very good.
No, why?
Because, well, first of all, they didn't have enough information, really, because nobody would give out information.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, there was too many different stories. You'd hear a different one from different stations, and different papers would give, like, contradict the other one.
Mm-hmm.
So you really didn't know which was true.
How did you think government people handled it? And that can mean anybody in government, state, local, federal.
Well, I think the president should have done more. He kind of just sat back. He was there, but what did he do?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing much. The governor did, you know, tried to really be there and gave all of his support and really tried, but I think the president could have done more.
All right. How did you think the way MedEd handled the situation?
I think they're still thinking about it because they don't know what to do with the money and everything. But they still think they're going to open it back up.
All right, how about during the situation? What did you think of MedEd?
Well, they didn't know what they were doing. They had their experts there, but still they couldn't explain what happened until a couple months later, what really happened, and they really didn't know what happened. They didn't. It was their fault that they didn't have control of it.
All right. Did you think that they were in the people in charge were in control, MedEd or the government?
Well, it was MedEd mostly, but the government had to support it, so it was really both of them.
All right, both of them. During the situation, during the crisis, did you think they had control over what was happening?
No, not really. But MedEd specialists should have been able to do something that they didn't know because it never happened before.
Right. Do you feel that they're in control of it now?
Yes, more so than before.
Getting back to people you were, excuse me, listening to, was there anybody that you trusted more than anyone else?
No, I didn't really believe that the people were telling the truth. I didn't believe that what the television said, that it wouldn't harm you. I still think it's going to come out later on that it did more harm than they predicted it would, and it did do.
All right, how about government people and industry people? Did you think that, was there anybody that was more trustworthy between those two?
No, I really still don't think they know. You know, I didn't trust them. I thought it could blow any time, and it could have, but they got it under control.
Mm-hmm. All right, you said a little earlier you were worried about the situation. What worried you most out of everything that was happening?
Well, that it could have blown any time, and it could have ruined the land. It could have, like, the radiation that they had in the milk, whatever. That's going to hurt more people, all the surrounding areas, and the land would be messed up.
Now, when you say that it could have blown, what do you mean by that? An explosion or a meltdown or?
Whenever they had too much water in it, the pressure was so great that there was a possibility that the top could have blown and that all the radiation would have been exposed and who knows what else.
All right. At the time, did you make any plans that were different from plans that you would have made?
Yes. I tried to stay out of the area because I go down to Harrisburg a good bit in the Dolphin area. I tried to stay out of the area, and I called friends and relatives down there and told them, you know, if anything happened, they could come and stay with us. And we, you know, just tried to stay more together, you know, what people were doing and where they were in case something would happen.
All right. Did you change any of your ordinary routines, like what you do after work or before work or at work? Did you change any of those? And I don't mean just work. You know, did you change any routine?
Well, like I was supposed to go to the doctor and stuff in Harrisburg. I wouldn't go down because of it, because of the traffic and everything.
Because of the way it was?
Yeah, it was too crowded, and plus I didn't want to go down into the area.
What did you think about leaving this area?
Well, we considered it. We were going to if, you know, things got worse.
Okay.
I was going to leave at one time and go to Pittsburgh for the weekend just to get away from it, but we didn't.
All right. So that you did think about leaving,
yes.
But you stayed. What made you stay?
My working. But, you know, if it would have come worse to worse, I would have left. I'm not sure where we would have went for sure, but we were thinking about it.
All right. If you had gone, what would you have taken with you?
Just a few clothes, money, and things most valuable.
All right. Do you have any idea of what those would have been?
Oh, my jewelry, my valuable jewelry, and just a suitcase with some clothes in it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I would have took my car or not. I probably would have left it behind.
Do you think you'd have come back?
Maybe. I don't know. Probably eventually, but it just depends how bad it was.
Is there somebody in your life, friend, family, whatever, that you were watching in order to decide what you were going to do? For
my father, because he was in with the fire company and he went to the courthouse with meetings and everything, and he could, you know, tell us more what was going to go on if something had happened.
Did you have any mental pictures, images that you could see in your mind about what was happening down there or what might happen?
What might happen, it could really have been everybody panicking and just getting in their cars and getting out. Because, some places were pretty full from the Harrisburg area, some evacuation.
Right. Did you think of what might happen at TMI itself, at the island?
No, not really, because I really couldn't, you know, I didn't know what was going to happen.
All right, do you think that anything that happened might have affected your health, either now or in the future?
Well, yes. I still think that later on they're going to find out that people have been exposed more than they said.
Mm-hmm.
and it's going to cause problems. I don't know what kind or anything. They really can't tell at this point.
Do you have any idea what kind of problems? Anything?
Health problems of some sort. Mm-hmm. Maybe even just the mental from everybody being under stress.
Mm-hmm. All right. Getting away from your health, what other aspects of your life might have been affected?
Well, socially, I guess you could say, because people were kind of on the panic. They didn't want to go away too far. They had to be ready to pick up and go if it came to worse.
Were you sort of thinking about packing a suitcase and keeping it ready?
Yeah.
That sort of...
I knew what I was going to take if worse came to worse. It wouldn't take me long to get out.
How about your community? The place where you live? How did it affect that?
Well, I really can't say because I really didn't talk to the neighbors that much about what they felt. So I really don't know.
Right. The community where you live, were there any official plans to...
Well, yes, like in our fire company that my dad belongs to, they had it all arranged how they were going to, with the courthouse and everything, how they were going to evacuate people from the Dolphin area and bring them up to Cumberland County. Like we might have had to house some people ourselves in our home.
All right. If the worst had happened, whatever you think of the worst, what would have happened?
We would have had to leave because of it being so bad. I don't know, whatever happened, we would have had to leave.
How do you think that might have affected your health, the absolute worst?
Well, I wouldn't have wanted to leave everything behind. And if we would have left, there would have been probably a lot of looting and everything. And then if we ever did want to come back, you know, your things would be gone and everything would be all messed up. But I think it would really have a lot of mental on you because something like that, it could have been worse.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what would have happened.
All right. How do you think the worst might have affected what you said about health problems? Do you think it would have had any effect that way?
I don't know what you mean.
All right, some people were saying that a meltdown would release all this radiation, and like you said a little earlier about the land being damaged, do you think any of that would have, the absolute worst, how do you think it would have affected your health? If you couldn't get out in time.
That many fruits and vegetables around here, it wouldn't be good for you. You'd have to ship them here. It would be worse. Mm-hmm. And like the milk would be harder to get. Mm-hmm. You couldn't take it to the dairy down in Harrisburg and get it processed.
Okay. Were you worried about the food and the milk from Harrisburg?
Yes. Because the milk and little kids and everything drank that.
Mm-hmm.
It might affect them later on in their life.
Okay, getting back to mental pictures, did you have any pictures about what the area would look like if the worst had happened?
Well, I could think of was burnt grass for some reason, I don't know why.
Uh-huh.
Like a fire effect, but I don't know.
Everything burnt or just burnt fields? And that's
fields.
Fields.
And grass and dead cows laying around, that's all I could think of.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever think of dying, of your own death?
No.
Did you think of anybody else dying?
Yes. I thought of, like, the mothers that were pregnant and stuff. They might have stillborn births or something like that. Mm-hmm.
But you thought you'd survive, you and your family?
I thought we were far enough out of range.
Mm-hmm. Is that what reassured you about it?
Yes.
Okay, during the incident, did you think about God?
Mm-hmm.
How did God figure in all of this?
Well, maybe it was something to make us think. And people stick together as a community and help each other.
Did you pray?
Yes.
Can you tell me what you prayed about?
Well, just to help us through this bad time. And I don't know.
Did you go to church?
I don't remember. Probably, but working in here, I don't remember.
Okay, during the incident, did you feel that you had responsibilities
Yes.
Right, what kind?
Well, my mom works away and I have to take care of my sister and check on her, make sure she's all right. And
how old's your sister?
She's 11. And if something would happen, I'd be responsible to get things together and get going. Mm-hmm. Plus, Pam, I was thinking about taking her with us since her parents aren't around here.
All right. Did you feel you had responsibilities towards anything else other than your family?
I guess not.
Did any of the responsibilities you had, even towards your family, did they seem to conflict?
Sort of, because, well, some people said that my dad, I don't think he would have went with us. He, mm-hmm. You know, he didn't know if he wanted to go or not because he would have been helping out. And that was kind of rough because my mom probably wouldn't let you drive by herself, and I would have been responsible for that. And then getting us somewhere, because I don't know if we were going to go to Florida at my uncle's or where.
Right. How do you think you'd have resolved your father staying here with the fire company and you leaving?
I wouldn't have liked it too good. Mm-hmm. But if I had to do it, I had to do it.
Okay. Was your job affected by TMI?
Yes, it was awful busy in here, and it was really scary because whenever, like, everything really started to break on the TV, I was in working, and everything just went wild. Mm-hmm. And you didn't know what was going on. You thought you didn't know if you were going to live the next minute or not. You didn't know what was going to happen, really. And, you know, everybody just panicked, and you had to put all these calls through, and everything was really busy.
I know it's isolated back there. How did you find out what was happening? Word of mouth?
Somebody was out here on break and come in and said something about Three Mile Island being on TV, and I don't remember exactly what all they said. Mm-hmm. But then everything just went wild, and it's like, what's happening? Are we going to live or not? What is happening? Is it going to blow up like a bomb or what?
Were people asking operators?
Not too much. We're not supposed to really say anything.
Uh-huh.
But we just said we're having problems with Three Mile Island. I don't really remember all we said, but you know, we just tried to put them through and keep them calm because people were really getting upset because everybody was calling here from out of state, and mm-hmm. we were calling everywhere else for our customers. It was pretty hard to get through. The lines were all tied up, especially down near Middletown. That was ridiculous to get through there. Might as well just forget it.
Both lights were on?
Yeah.
All the time?
For days.
Didn't go out?
Busy. Oh, yeah, they went out, but, you know, it was busy all the time. There wasn't too much time that you just sat there for even a minute or two.
Mm-hmm. Did you have things to do that you wouldn't have ordinarily have had to do, whether at work or at home?
Not really, except that it was more busy in here and more stressful because you really didn't know and you couldn't tell what was going on in the news, and so you just sit here and just wonder.
How did that affect people?
They really didn't know how to accept it. Mm-hmm. They just kind of panicked and got all upset and everything.
That's the customer's talk.
Yeah.
All right, how about people in here?
Everybody was kind of upset about it, too.
Do you have any ideas about the best way to behave in a situation like that?
Well, it's best just to stay calm, but whenever you really didn't know what was happening, what are you supposed to do? It could have been, you know, who knows, it could have blew up like a bomb or something. I don't know.
Did you try to stay calm?
Well, I tried to. It wasn't too easy at times.
What made it hard?
Because you didn't know. You didn't know what was going to happen. How did you know if they're telling you the truth? Because I didn't believe them. And they really didn't tell you that much. They just came on and went into details that you didn't even understand.
Yeah. All right, so that not knowing was what made it hard for you.
Yeah, because you didn't know what to expect. You had no idea. Nothing like that ever happened. And everybody in the whole country was wondering about it, like other nuclear plants and governments. Just relatives, family, and friends.
All right. Would you say, okay, did the event, the incident down there, bring to mind, make you think of anything in the past, other experiences, other events?
Yeah, like there was some kind of a, I can't remember exactly, but in Gettysburg there was some kind of a bad fire. Mm-hmm. There was like two things like that, like the week before or the week afterwards. And it was like chemicals that exploded or something in a bad fire, and it burnt houses and everything. It just, you know, there's no control over things like this anymore. It seems like nobody really cares. If they would go on back roads or something instead of trying to get through the main town with chemicals, which half the time the drivers don't even know what they're in and what they're getting themselves into, they could get killed like that. It would be better if they could do it that way. Take back roads where it's not, it's less crowded than going through the main part of town.
Okay, did anything like this ever happen to you before? Did you ever live through anything like this?
Mm-mm.
All right. Did you see this incident as similar to anything else in your life?
No.
Okay, would you say that what happened at TMI was more frightening or not as frightening as something like a flood or a war or a fire, bad fire, a hurricane or a bad storm?
Well, it's probably about as bad as a war. But I haven't been around the war, so I don't know.
Did any TV shows or movies or books or stories come to mind during the whole thing? During the incident?
Yeah, there's a big fan up there, though.
Did you find yourself
the air conditioning man bought
singing any songs or telling any stories about radiation, about TMI?
No.
Did you have any daydreams that you remember?
No.
Did you have any sleeping dreams?
No.
Have you had any daydreams or dreams while you were asleep about it since?
Mm-mm.
Did you have trouble?
It was hard to sleep a couple times.
Okay, you did have trouble sleeping?
Yeah.
Why?
Just thinking, when we wake up, are we going to be here in the morning or not? Just didn't really know.
Did you notice any changes in the people around you?
Yeah, they were. I know some people in here were packed, ready to leave. I know some people that did leave the area. I know people that lived in Middletown that left the area.
I
know people from Dickinson that left the area. Their parents made them get out, get away back to where they were.
Did that surprise you about them? Do you think that they normally would react that way?
No.
Do you think they've changed? Do you think they're going to react differently to things like this from now on? Do you think?
Yes. Be more cautious and plan things out better, and maybe not panic as much because it's been happened before.
Do you think you'll change that way?
Yes.
How do you think you're going to,
well,
change?
If something like this happened again, I'd try to stay more calm, but that's sort of hard to say. But if I stayed here, I guess I'd just try to stay here, and I wouldn't want to leave. But if worse came to worse, I would.
Did you hear any jokes or stories about TMI?
The bumper stickers and the shirts and all that.
Do you remember any of them?
No. I can't remember what they were.
Okay, did you remember any funny stories? Did you say any yourself?
Oh, there's one up there.
Oh, that sign.
Yeah.
Okay, when you think about it, do you come up with any reason why people would joke about something like that?
Maybe just to try and forget how bad it was. Maybe to make a joke out of it, it won't seem as bad as it is or was.
Do you remember any jokes from anything else? Any other crises? All right, finally, have you developed an opinion about nuclear energy?
Well, I always thought it was good. I've been down there before and I've toured the center. And I always thought it was good because of saving energy, but there has to be a better, safer way than this. They could maybe, they needed more research before they put it into effect of something like this that would happen, which they didn't plan for. They need more.
Right. You say you had a plan.
Is there anything else that you want to say about all that?
That's everything.